Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
We lost Meatloaf. It seems like every day we lose another celebrity. And then on the heels of Meatloaf passing away, some are saying due to COVID, we find out that comedian Louie Anderson passed away as well. This is Chicago's afternoon news. Those Meatloaf songs are coming through strong on the text line when we're talking about the breakup songs, the ones that ripped your heart out. 50 ways to leave your lover. I like that one. It's really all how the breakup took place. That determines what song you connect with. But there's a finance company that said there's a financial component, that it costs money when you break up with someone. You lose money. So they're putting together a list. Somebody said add Goodbye Earl from the Dixie Chicks to the list. You know, that's about right. She basically kills him.
That's the best song.
It is a great song. Eddie and Juliet, the breakup song by the Greg Kinban. Kinban, what was it? Greg Kinban.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. One Less Bell to Answer by the Fifth Dimension. Vince Gill has one. It's Hard to Kiss the Lips at Night that Chew Your Blank Out All Day Long. I like that one too. Best breakup song, Used to Love Her by Guns N' Roses. But I'll tell you what, listening to those Meatloaf songs, it just makes you want to go and download Bat Out of Hell, because that's one of the best albums of all time. And on the phone is Howard Kramer. How are you today, Howard?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today, Lisa? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Former curator, director of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did you ever have a chance to meet Meatloaf?
I actually did, and it was in the most bizarre circumstances. He gave a eulogy at the funeral of a gentleman named Steve Popovich. Steve owned Cleveland International Records and put out "Bat Out of Hell." He's the guy who actually made that a hit record.
Oh.
Steve was a legendary record promo guy who also was the guy who broke Michael Jackson as a solo artist for Epic, for Off the Wall. Anyways. He passed away. He lives here in Cleveland. I was very friendly with him. And Meatloaf came. And even though he and Steve had a very complicated relationship, including a lot of litigation, as one might expect, he gave the most moving, emotional, dramatic eulogy I've ever witnessed in my life. And we had a chance to chat with him afterwards at the reception. He was there. He couldn't have been nicer. And he was quite shattered at the loss of this guy who was so important in his life. But that was it. I actually never saw him perform music.
And here's the thing. Up until today, I didn't realize everything that he had acted in, you know, from Hair to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, the list is long, and I always perceived him as one of my favorite, you know, singers, songwriters, performers from high school, and really didn't realize how much he contributed in the world of acting.
And my introduction to him was from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, because I guess, you know, I'm old enough to have seen it when it was a midnight movie thing before, you know, anything streamed or was available on video cassette or DVD. But that being said, the whole notion of Meatloaf is a character. And he, as an actor, a trained actor, a Broadway aspiring performer, kind of explains everything that he did musically and how he and Jim Steinman created this wonderful atmosphere, this entire world that was Bat Out of Hell. And it really is, it's kind of like a Broadway show. I mean, they did actually make that into a stage production that was massively successful in England, where, of course, the Bat Out of Hell record was a huge hit.
We're talking to Howard Kramer, former curator and director of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I know he's been eligible to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since, what, 1997?
You know, it seems to me that at this point, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I really can't comment on that because it's a mystery process, you know. I can tell you, though, as a guy who is a sustaining commercial artist, you can't fault him. it worked extremely well. And certainly even the subsequent records that they released, the Bat Out of Hell sequels, also did pretty darn well.
What do you think will happen today when everyone realizes that Meat Loaf has passed and we've played clips of songs and we're talking about it? You'll see a big boost in record sales, won't you? Download streams?
Yes. Downloads, particularly streaming at this point. You're going to see a spike in that, and suddenly he very well may hit number one in the U.S. again as a streaming artist. But it's one of those records that kind of transcends generations. When some younger people discover it, they're taken by it because it is a very cinematic thing. It is a show. Part of the whole Meatloaf thing, as I said before, he was an actor. He adopted a character. Mm-hmm. It's no different than Elvis Costello changing his name, or Chief Keef, or you think of a number of people who took on a persona to be a performer, and that's precisely what Marvin Lee Adday did. He became Meatloaf, and through that was able to create this persona on record and become believable, a believable part of it.
Well, we are remembering him today, and you're right, the downloads, the streaming will just send his music back up to the top of the charts, and I guess that's our way to show that we love him.
It's an odd thing how we don't realize how much we appreciate until we hear that someone's passed away. And like you said at the beginning of this, there's been far too many people passing away in too short of a time recently. It's quite disturbing.
Yeah, it seems nonstop. It's happening every day. All right, off to weather and traffic with Mary.